He's accused of terrible crimes during Kosovo's war for independence from Serbia in the late 1990s. But as he became the first to stand trial in this special tribunal in the Netherlands, Saleh Mustafa rejected the charges, telling the judge, "I'm not guilty of the counts brought here before me by this Gestapo office." In April 1999, Mustafa was a commander in the rebel Kosovo Liberation Army, the KLA. The prosecution says he was responsible for the torture of at least six people and the murder of one person at a detention compound. It says the victims were accused by Kosovo's ethnic Albanian rebels of collaborating with Serbs or not supporting the KLA.
These people, they were not enemies of the state of Kosovo. They were not spies. They were fellow community members, innocent Kosovar Albanians whose only crime was to be viewed, for one reason or another, as an impediment to the KLA and certain of its leaders.
The Kosovo war is believed to have killed more than 13,000 people. It ended in 1999 after the NATO alliance carried out 11 weeks of airstrikes against Serbian forces. A former deputy prime minister and five top former Serbian military and police officials were found guilty of war crimes committed during the conflict. That was at the UN tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. But on Wednesday, the prosecutor said the Saleh Mustafa hearing was a milestone for this court, which has taken 6 years to bring anyone to trial.
This was one of the failings of the International Criminal Tribunal for former Yugoslavia, not to be able to really sentence any Kosovo Liberation Army soldiers and commanders, where it was clear that some war crimes had been committed, not to the same scale and intensity as those by the Serbian army, that is quite clear, but they had also committed war crimes.
The new court's activities are highly sensitive in Kosovo, where former rebel commanders still dominate political life. In June 2020, then-President Hashim Thaçi was indicted for his alleged role in nearly 100 murders while he led the KLA. He's currently being held in The Hague, awaiting trial. Nadim Barber, Al Jazeera.